Tzitzit are not kadosh because tzitzit are tashmishei mitzvah, not tashmishei kedusha. It's not something that's holy in them. It's tashmishei mitzvah. So tzitzit we saw last time, they don't have to be buried, but whoever is extra careful will bury them. And now in Halacha Yudalet, so the Kitzur Shanuch Makor Chaim says talitot shel mitzvah, the garment itself shebalu if it wore asur lishtemesh mem letashmish megunei, you can't use it for something that's disgraceful. Ela zorkam mem kanim, but rather you throw them out and then they wear off on their own. Halacha Tetzvav talit katan, the small garment that we wear tzitzis on, not the big one that we wear for davening, but what we wear all day long. En lo shiur leinan chiyuvo betzitzit, there's no minimum size in order for it to be obligated in tzitzit. V'chol sheyesh bo arba kanfot yotze bo yidei chovat tzitzit. The second, it has four corners, you put on tzitzit on those four corners, and you wear the garment, you fulfilled your obligation. Aval levarech, but if you want to make a blessing on that garment, eno yechol ad sheyeh bo shiur, you can't make a blessing on the talit katan, what we call tzitzis, until it has the minimum size. What is the minimum size? V'al talit sheyesh bo amah yechol levarech, once it has a hand's length, an arm's length, an amma by an amma, you can make a blessing on it. Those that are extra careful, they make it a 1.5 amma by 1.5 amma. Everyone agrees you fulfill your obligation. And on the beget katan, on the talit katan, on our small tzitzis that we wear, that we make the blessing al mitzvat tzitzit. On the big one, we'll see, you make the blessing mitatif betzitzit. Should we do one more halacha? Okay. Halacha tetzayin. Laila inozman tzitzit. The night is not a time that's obligated to wear tzitzit. Shetora miatuto mipasuk uritemoto. The Torah excluded it by telling us you have a mitzvah to see the tzitzis. So at night isn't the time that you naturally see things. So the Torah indicated that nighttime is not obligated in tzitzis. So we can only make a blessing when we don the tzitzis by day. And it also has to be a garment that's special for the day. Meaning if you have pajamas and you put tzitzis in them, so then even if you wear it by day, you can't make a blessing on it. Now what about after the evening prayer? You might say, well, I daven Ma'ariv early. It's not yet shkia, it's not yet nighttime. Nonetheless, you can't make a blessing on it. And this you have to be extra careful on Yom Kippur. On the eve of Yom Kippur, so the custom is that we wear a talis all of Yom Kippur. People come to shul for the night of Yom Kippur, they put on a talis. You want to make a blessing on that talis, you have to make sure to wear the talis before shkia. You have to be in shul early enough. If you're wearing it later, you can't make a blessing. There are those who have an opinion that say that you can't wear tzitzis at night even without a blessing. But you could wear tzitzis. We all wear tzitzis at night, and there's a machloket. We'll just fill in the information that he's leaving out. There's a machloket, right? There's a machloket. Yeah. So there's a machloket when the Gemara tells us that a night garment is patur from tzitzit. What does the Gemara mean? There's a machloket Rambam Rosh. And we don't have a decision on this, so we go to stringency with both opinions. Did the Gemara mean that a garment that's ordinarily worn by night? A pajamas. You have a pajama with four corners. You have your pajama is going to be what's it called? That big thing that the Mexicans wear?
Pancho.
A pancho. You have a pancho for a pajama, right? So pancho has to have tzitzis if its corners are square. I mean, if they're right angles, so it needs tzitzis. So you have a pancho for pajamas. So then one opinion says, even if you wear that garment by day, being that it's a night garment, it's your pajamas, that's what the Gemara meant. That doesn't have to have tzitzis. But what happens if you wear the tzitzis, the talis cotton that you wear all day long? It's a day garment. You put that on during the night hours, that would be obligated. That's one opinion. That it depends on when is this garment ordinarily worn. The other opinion says no. It makes no difference when the garment's worn. A garment that is worn during the daylight hours must have tzitzit. A garment that's worn during the nighttime hours does not have to have tzitzit. So then if you wear that poncho by day, you're biblically obligated to have tzitzit. If you wear this talit katan, if you wear a talis at night, then you don't have it to have any tzitzit in it. So these are two opinions in the Gemara, the Rambam and the Rosh, and it's a machloket between them how to understand the Gemara. We don't have a ruling. So we go with the stringencies of both. Meaning we say, if you're going to wear talit or tzitzit at night, you have to put on tzitzit. But if you want to make a blessing on it, you cannot make a blessing on it at night. I like wearing tzitzit at night, because I say, you know what? And when Mashiach comes, we'll find out what the halach is. So there's a 50-50 chance that I get a mitzvah. When it doesn't bother me, I sleep with them. So in the summer, if it's too hot for me, I don't sleep with them. But if it doesn't bother me, I sleep with them because according to the opinion that nighttime is still the mitzvah of tzitzis, these aren't my PJs. These are my daytime garments. I wear them at night because maybe I'll find out after 120 that I have double the mitzvahs.
Other problems.
What problem?
Well, like the not kedusha, you can touch the tzitzit any way with your hands or any way you want.
I didn't see talit gadolim at the mincha time.
So some have the custom to wear it, that the chazan wears it, and some have the custom that he doesn't.
Only chazan.
What?
Only chazan. In Shabbat, all is talit gadol, and then mincha only chazan.
You talking about Shabbos or weekday?
Shabbos.
So our custom is that we only wear talit gadol for shachrit. In the Rambam's time, they used to wear talit all day, and for sure for shalosh tefilot b'yom. That was part of honoring Shabbos. Three prayers a day, they used to put on a talit. Our custom is that only the chazan wears it for prayer. The Yekish custom was...
Ashkenazi?
Yeah. But in Ashkenaz, in Germany itself, the custom was that whoever got an aliyah, whoever went up to the Torah, would wear a talis till after Kedusha. Till the chazan finished Kedusha, then they'd all take off their talis. You go to Yekish shul still today, if you get an aliyah, so you put on a talis for the aliyah, and then you leave it on till after Kedusha. You leave it through your Shmoneh Esrei. Huh? What do you mean? What do you mean by making aliyah? I don't know what that means. Okay.